Okay, good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to see everybody on Thanksgiving Day, and a happy Thanksgiving. It's particularly meaningful to be able to see people who are no longer in the halls of our yeshiva every single day. We don't believe, on principle, we don't believe in a category of former Talmidim. That is a halachic impossibility. But nonetheless, in terms of daily exposure, there's a special feeling of nostalgia, but the Gemara in Brachos would have called mitoch kach zochrehu, that's always triggered by these opportunities. I wanted to begin by noting that, one of the values that we'll discuss today in reflecting on Birchos HaTorah has to do with the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself, which is really encapsulated by the idea of Tamidim Kisidra, Musafin Kilchasam. So even though, of course, it's not, a formal day of instruction, as it were, the work ethic that we so prize in general terms, the Rambam in Hilchos Schiros and his famous peration to that particular set of halachos describes Yaakov Avinu's work ethic in this week's parsha. He gives him the appellation Yaakov Hatzadik for the way that Yaakov, even under conditions of working in the Beis Lavan, which was not an ethical environment in any sense of the term, Yaakov never faltered in terms of his work ethic, and the Rambam highlights that. Ha'isi v'yom achalani chore v'kerach b'alayla v'atidat sh'nasi me'enai, t'rei falo hevesi elecha anuchi achatana mi'adit v'akshena g'nuvti yom g'nuvti layla. Those were the facts and those were the contexts, but Yaakov's personal sense of commitment and work ethic was unabated, and all the more so when it comes to Talmud Torah. Our work ethic is always a referendum and a reflection of the value of the enterprise. One other word of introduction. This Thanksgiving, we're obviously mindful of the great calamity that has befallen our country this year, and we are very much sharing in that sense of tragedy and loss, which is all around us, not only in the staggering figures of mortality and the infections that are being added every single day, I don't need to tell you, but it's important to remember the origins of Thanksgiving itself. If I were to tell you that Thanksgiving became a federal holiday in the 1860s, people would rightly assume, it was November of 1865 after the Union could finally claim victory, but of course it wasn't. It was in 1863, the Thanksgiving Proclamation that was authored by Secretary of State Seward and sent out under Lincoln's name on October 3rd of 1863, certainly in celebration of the great victories of Gettysburg and Vicksburg the previous 4th of July, but the fact remains that it was still very much in the midst of national tragedy. And the point that Lincoln understood was a very profound one about the nature of gratitude, that one cannot wait for having everything that one wishes for. I see the head of school is with us. I want to acknowledge Rabbi Edelman. Good morning, Rabbi Edelman. One cannot wait for having everything that one wants or everything that one needs to express Hakara Satov. Hakara Satov is about acknowledging that one is not entitled, and to give thanks for everything that we do have. In so doing, what Lincoln really was mechaving to was an insight that Chazal had at least a millennia and a half before that. The Gemara in Brachos and Dav Zayin tells us, "Miyom shebar kadosh baruch hu es olamo lo haya adam shehodaso." There was nobody who expressed hakaras hatov ad shehi aleya shenamar hapam odes Hashem, that she gave gratitude in this week's Sedra when Yehuda was born. It's a very difficult Gemara. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov never expressed Hodah. Sarah and Rivka never expressed Hakara Satov. The simple fact is that after Noach was saved from the Mabul, the world was annihilated. Noach was busy offering Korbanos, the Reach Nichoach of Hakara Satov. It's a Gemara that on its face does not withstand scrutiny. But I think what Chazal had in mind is exactly what Lincoln later appreciated. And that is that Leah, when she named her first three children, was almost exclusively focused on that which she did not have. Ra'ah Hashem esani ki ata yevani ishi, ki shama Hashem ki sinua anochi ata apam, yilaveh ishi elai, ki alati lo shloshavanim. Leah's orientation is not so much in terms of celebrating the birth of the child, but hoping that she'll be able now to get what she truly wants, which is the full affection and attention of Yaakov, something that she actually would never have. When Yehuda was born, she realized, Hapa'am Odeas Hashem. Gratitude cannot wait, proverbially, for 1865. It cannot wait for us having everything that we want or everything that we need. Gratitude is about acknowledging that which we do have. And so it's particularly apropos on this Thanksgiving, as we're mired in a national catastrophe, to give thanks, if we are here, for life and for sustenance. So we all saw images of millions of Americans, our fellow citizens, lining up this week at different food banks. That itself is a source of gratitude. And of course, as we'll explore today, the opportunity to continue to very meaningfully engage with Torah and our spiritual lives is, of course, a source of profound gratitude as well, notwithstanding all of the challenges, and especially because of the challenges that we face, the mechayiv, as it were, of hoda'ah is that much more profound and that much more urgent. And so with that, what I'll do now is I'm going to share my screen. We'll discuss Birchos HaTorah, which is actually, especially in light of ground that the Ramban broke, is a subject for Hakaras HaTov. And this is a topic that I want to explore over the course of the next 40 minutes as time allows. Okay, spare with me one moment while I share my screen. Okay, the Rambam, hopefully everybody can see it. The Rambam tells us in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tfila, it's very significant, as it always is in the Rambam, where particular halachos are placed. It's not in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and it's not in Hilchos Brachos. You'll appreciate why that's significant in due course. Hamashkim likra b'Torah kodem sheyikra kriyat shema, bein shekara b'Torah shebichsav, bein shekara b'Torah shebalpeh, no tol yodav tchilim b'varech shalosh brachos, v'achar kach korei, v'elohen asher kideshanem tzav v'tzivanu al divrei Torah. There the Rambam is following the gears of the riff, a little different than what we have. Lasuk b'divrei Torah. V'harav no Hashem lokenu z'divrei sarascha b'finu fifi os amcha kol beis Yisrael. Please flag that expression. It's an expression that only occurs three times in the Torah and only three times in the Yad HaChazaka. It's a little different than the girsa that we have in the Gemara. Kol beis Yisrael. You'll see what the significance is, I hope, over the course of this year. V'ni anachnu v'tzetzoenu v'tzetzei amcha yodei shemecha. Yodei shemecha is a very important term. It's a term that Chazal associated with knowing Torah. We can know Hashem only in the way that He allows Himself to be known. He reveals Himself to us in very limited ways. Lo yirani hadam v'chai, but we can know Him through the Torah, through His revealed law. Ve'oske sarasach lishma brachat Hashem la mitor lemo Yisrael. Brachat Hashem kenu machla masher bachorbanu v'kalmim v'nasalnanu v'staraso. Brachat Hashem nosein haTorah. So, from a purely halachic standpoint, there's not that much to see here. Amashkim likra b'Torah, we'll see, is the Rambam's formulation of a Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara says that after, Kriyat Shema, Kvar Niftar Be'ava Rabba, and if this is all that we had in the Rambam, there wouldn't be that much of note. The fascinating part is what the Rambam goes on to say. B'chol Yom Chayev Adam Levarech Shalosh Brachos Elu. The Rav noted very famously in one of the Shirim L'Zeich Rabba Mari that this is extremely surprising. After all, if you really believe, and the Rambam seemed to have indicated a belief in this, Shekvar Niftar Be'ahava Rabba, so why would there be a Chiyuv Bichol Yom Levarech Shalosh Brachos Elu? V'acharkach Kori Matmi Devei Torah V'nagom Likro Berkas Kohanim. Those are psukim obviously from the Chumash, the Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Naso, V'yesh Mekom V'shekorin Tzavis B'nei Yisrael. The pasuk that we just quoted, and we'll return to it. I think that's particularly significant. You do both of them. We of course do Ezio Mekoman, and that's itself, I think, a very fascinating choice. But be that as it may, the Rambam is positing here, b'chol yom chayev adam levarich shalosh brachos elu. Right, seemingly contradicting what he said before of only hamashkim likro b'Torah, something which would be consistent with the psak of the Gemara, kvar niftar ba'ava rabba, that you would not need to go on and to recite these brachos every single day. And so the Rav flagged that question, and we'll flag it as well. Now, I noted before the placement in Hilchos Tefillah, you can't acknowledge that placement without making which association? We'll open it up here. If the Rambam is telling us, B'chol yom chayev adam levarech shalosh brachos elu, and this halacha, which could have easily been in Hilchos Brachos, it could have easily been in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and we're in Hilchos Tefillah, and the Rambam is telling us, B'chol yom chayev adam levarech shalosh brachos elu, what should our immediate consciousness be? People can feel free to weigh in here. Would be the obvious point of connection to the Rambam's singular chiddush in Hilchos Tefillah. Ilan? Right, so the Rambam broke enormous ground by noting, based on the pasuk of Avdo b'chol vavchem, or pasuk in Mishpatim, Avatim yis Hashem Elokeichem, that mitzvahs avoda, a subject of our focus going forward, is expressed every single day on a Doraisa level. This was completely groundbreaking. There were many Rishonim who followed the Rambam in this regard, the Smag and the Sefer HaChinuch, but the fact is that the weight of Talmudic evidence is that there is no din d'oraisa of daily davening. The Ramban, famously in his Asagos, is very skeptical of this view of the Rambam, but we'll have to note that we are in Hilchos Tefillah, and the Rambam again is positing for the second time a very surprising daily obligation, b'chol yom chayev adam levarech shalosh brachos elu. We'll flag that issue. Moreover, the Shulchan Aruch's Psak Halacha in Aruch Chaim and Simen Mem Zayim, Nashim Mevarchos Birchos HaTorah, is also something that should command our attention. After all, in a very technical sense, the Matim Vosam is B'neichem, the Gemara Masechet Kiddushin, and Daf Lamed, B'neichem V'lo B'noseichem, would seem to indicate that women are exempted, you know, from this particular mitzvah. So the idea that Nashim are Mevarchos Birchos HaTorah, to the extent that there is at least representation within the Birchos HaTorah of Birchos HaMitzvah, what we would say Lasok B'Divrei Torah, the Rambam's Girsa, the Rif's Girsa, Al Divrei Torah, this psak is surprising. All the Nosei Kelim struggled with it. The Magen Avraham and the Gra debated the point. The Magen Avraham thought, okay, HaChayavos Lomo Dinim Shalahem. That's a particularly difficult view that the Magen Avraham is taking out. After all, that idea that their Chayavos Lomo Dinim Shalahem is the view of the Ramah. It's apparently not the view of the Mechaber, that translates actually into a Chiyav of Talmud Torah. The Gra was very critical of the Magen Avraham. I'm not sure how much better he did, to be candid. He says that this is based on the idea, what we have earlier in Aruch Chaim and Siman Yud Zayin, that even if women aren't formally obligated, like in Mitzvos Aseh Shazman Grama, they can still make the bracha. And, you know, those that are familiar will note that that is again the view of Chachmei Ashkenaz, that is again the view of the Ramah, that doesn't seem to get us very far in terms of explaining the position of the Mechaber. Why would the Mechaber deviate? Right? The Mechaber reflects the standard position of Chachmei Sfarad, namely, that when it comes to Mitzvos Aseh Shazman Grama, which women are pteros, they're not going to be reciting the bracha. Moreover, Talmud Torah isn't a Mitzvos Aseh Shazman Grama. It's Vagisa Bo Yomam Valayla. So in many respects, the Shulchan Aruch's position is a very difficult one, and we'll flag that as another question. Going forward, hopefully we can make sense, or at least to attempt to approach the Shita of the Mechaber, in addition to the questions that we laid out, L'Shitas HaRambam. Now, in terms of what I alluded to at the outset, the idea that Birchas HaTorah could be an expression of Hakaras HaTov, and even on a Doraisa level, the locus classicus is the Gemara Masechta Brachos and Daf Chaf Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, you have it here in the fifth source. Minayin leBirchas Hamazon Acharei Amina Torah. The consensus view, not just consensus, but really unanimous view, that if there is a bracha that is Doraisa, it's Birchas Hamazon. Shenemar the pasuk in the Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Ekev, Ve'achalta V'Savat V'Rachta Es Hashem Elokech Al Eretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach. Minayin leBirchas HaTorah Lefaneha Min HaTorah. So how do we know that there is a din d'oraisa of Birchas HaTorah? Shenemar, ki shem Hashem ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, we noted before in the bracha itself, yod'ei shemecha. So it's obviously derived from this idea, ki shem Hashem ekra, when I'm about to call out in the name of God. That's a very interesting formulation for what we would call the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the way that we come to know Hashem. Shem bitoch kach atamakir mishamar v'haya ha'olam, Havu Godel Lelokeinu, we have to give praise. So the Gemara goes on to explore this idea with a particularly difficult limud, a kal vachomer that really is hard to understand from a logical point of view. Rabbi Yochanan lamad lebirkas haTorah la'acharah miberchas hamazon mikal vachomer. Birchas hamazon lefaneha miberchas haTorah mikal vachomer. And here we have what appears to be a classical tautology. Birchas haTorah la'acharah miberchas hamazon mikal vachomer. Ma mazon chein taon lefanav. Birchas hamazon, right, when it comes to food, there's no bracha rishona daraisa. It's true that, you know, asur ladam lehenos min olam zav lo bracha, but the Gemara is assuming for now that's a din derabanan. So if food only requires a bracha on a Torah level la'acharaha, so birchas haTorah la'acharaha, excuse me, ma'mazon chein tan lefanav tan la'acharav, Torah shetu'una lefanaha, eino din shetu'una la'acharaha. It says mazon only requires a bracha la'acharaha on a daraisa level, not lefanaha. So Torah, which requires a bracha rishona, we just said kishem Hashem ekra v'god elokeinu, so that should surely require a bracha achrona. Okay, so if you want to say it in one direction, that's fine. But to say it then in the other direction, u'birkas hamazon lefanah min birkas haTorah mikal vachomer, u'ma Torah she'en tu'una la'acharaha, Torah which doesn't require a bracha achrona on the raisa level, tu'una lefanah, kishem Hashem ekra v'god elokeinu, mazon she'utan la'achara v'achalta v'zavad v'rachta, the idea that you could try to develop a kal vachomer here, you know, on the basis of two institutions, each of which lacks one half, belies the very notion of a kal vachomer. You can't say that one is kal and the other is chamor if you have apples and oranges. One has a bracha rishona, it doesn't have a bracha achrona. The other one is a bracha achrona and doesn't have a bracha rishona. And especially to then try to play it in both directions and to try to use what was the kal and the resha as the chamor and the seifa is something that all of the rishonim note is a very difficult tautology, and therefore reject this Gemara and leave, as we'll see in a moment, the Ramban essentially on an island as the only Rishon who appears to have accepted the Psak Halacha that Birchas haTorah is in fact a Din D'Oraisa, Bein Lefaneha, Bein La'acharaha. So in any event, the Gemara points out a different problem. Ika L'Mifrach, we can't really compare Birchas HaMazon and Birchas haTorah. Ma L'Mazon Shekein Nehene. Mazon is about gustatory, visceral satisfaction. Umala Torah, Shekhin Chayi Olam. Torah is a very different kind of institution. Torah is about our interaction with something which is timeless. It's about our interaction with that which is eternal. So again, either on this basis or on the basis of the fact that the Kal Vachomer itself is, you know, highly problematic, the vast majority of Rishonim dismissed the possibility raised by this Gemara that Birchas haTorah could be Din D'Oraisa, and instead just maintain the classical view that Birchas HaMazon is the only bracha which is a Din D'Oraisa. However, the Ramban, not only did he rule that Birchas haTorah lefaneha is a Din D'Oraisa, but he gave it a very particular character. So this is the Hasagos of the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvos I alluded to before in the context of the mitzvah of tefillah. The Ramban enumerates 17 different mitzvos asei that he feels that the Rambam omitted. Number 15 of 17 is Birchas haTorah, and the Ramban formulates it in this fashion. Shenitzavinu lahodos l'shmo yizbarach, b'chol eish shenikra batorah, al hatova hagedola, sha'asa lanu betito toraso eleinu, v'hodienu hamasim haritzuyim lefanav, shebohem ninachel chayolam abba. So you can see what the Ramban did. The Ramban interpolated the words in the Gemara of Shekein Chaye Olam to give the basis of this Chiyuv Hoda'a on this Thanksgiving day. That we have an obligation, and here you could say, at least in the conceptual sense of Kal Vachomer, if we have to thank God, you know, for physical sustenance, you know, Alachas Kama V'chama, that we have to thank God for spiritual sustenance. But the Ramban's Kivun, his general direction here, is undoubtedly otherworldly. Shebehem ninachel chayei olam haba. Right, God has revealed to us through the Torah those ma'asim haritzuyim lefanav, those appropriate actions that find favor in His eyes, so that we will be able to reap the benefits lechayei haolam haba. And while, you know, I'm very moved by this idea of the Ramban, that, you know, if a person has to give hodah on food, and possibly on other such things as well, that how could one not give Hakaras HaTov at least on the same level, Midaraisa, for Talmud Torah? I'm deeply moved by that. Part of this Ramban does not, it's the Ish HaHalacha that we all aspire to be, Shabahem Nenachel Chayolam Abba, that rebels against this a little bit. Is the reason that we're really giving Hakara Satov or Hoda'ah, you know, for Torah, merely because, you know, we can get Chaye Olam Haba in that way. As we know, the Mishnah Avos, you have it here in the seventh source phase, he tells us that our orientation, and this is something that, again, the Rav gave singular voice to in Isha Halacha, we don't have an otherworldly orientation, we're not homo religiosus, we're halachic men and women, and Yafesha Achas, Betshuva, V'maisim Tovim Olozeh, Mikol Chaye Olam Haba. Our orientation is in this world. We're grateful for the opportunity to study Torah. Yes, it's true, as we'll see later on in the Rambam, you know, V'sof HaTova Lavo Biglala, but we don't focus on the rewards that we'll get in the next world, and that's true for many different reasons. Our appreciation for Torah, if there is in fact a Din D'oraisa, a Birchas HaTorah, you know, Mishum HaKaras HaTov, in this world, I don't think we should limit it, Shabahem Nenachel Chaye Olam Haba. I think it should be because of what it adds to the quality of our spiritual lives, very much here, Be'olam Hazeh. And what I'd like to try to do for the duration of this year is to present a kind of a theory of how Birchas HaTorah are in fact a profound expression of Hakaras HaTov and Hodah, essentially working off of the idea of the Ramban, but with the nuance that not Shabahem Nenachel Chaye Olam Haba, but really in terms of the quality of spiritual and religious life that it provides for us in the here and the now. Yafa Sha'achas Betshuva Maisim Torah Tovim, and surely in Torah, you know, Be Olam Hazeh Mikol Chaye Olam Haba. And, you know, the anecdote, whether it's apocryphal or not, you know, they tell of the Gra crying on his deathbed, you know, and his Talmidim, you know, Allah, the Talmidim of Yochanan and Zaka and Gemara Brachos and Daf Kav Ches, wondering, you know, Rabbeinu, Mishumat HaBocha, and, you know, the Gra saying, because in the next world, you know, maybe I'll get a reward, but I want to grow, I want to develop. And that's our orientation. And so in that spirit, I'll try to follow up on the idea and hopefully relate to some of the questions that we laid out at the beginning, the first one noted by the Rav in terms of the chiyuv of shalosh brachos bechol yom, seemingly contradicting the Gemara that we're about to read, and the previous position of the Rambam, that it's only hamashkim lekros b'Torah, as well as what we flagged in terms of the psak of the mechaber of nashim mevarchos birchas HaTorah. I want to state at the outset that I think my position is a debatable one. I think it's actually something of a radical position, one that I know at one point Rav Lichtenstein considered in a footnote to an article that he wrote, but turned his back on, as Marchik Lechet is going too far. I'm going to make the best case I can for it. In terms of the Birchos HaTorah itself, as we know, and as we've alluded to, the source for the text is the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hishkim Lashanos, person gets early to study. Again, that's what the Rambam was reformulating in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tefillah. Achelo kara kriyat shma tzarech levarech. Misha kara kriyat shma eino tzarech levarech. Shekvar niftar ba'aba rabba. That was the source of the Rav's kasha. What do you mean? B'chol yom chayav adam levarech shalosh brachos elus. Amar Rav Huna, there's an entire discussion in the Gemara. For which parts of Torah do you have to make a bracha? Mikra, Medrash, Talmud. It's all very fascinating in the interest of time. We'll omit this section of the Gemara, but again, it's a very fascinating one. Skipping down about five lines, the end of the line, my mevarech, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Asher Kiddushan, Zosso, Vitzivanu, Lasok, Bidivrei Torah, that's the gears that we have. It's a birchas ha-mitzvah, kol mitzvahs mevarechin, amlem over lasiyasan. So we're making a birchas ha-mitzvah, for the opportunity to study Torah. And Rabbi Yochanan Misayim Bahachi, this is Rabbeinu Tam's view on the Gemara Brachos Taf Memchas, that it's actually really only two brachos, because the language of the Gemara is Misayim Bahachi, this is just a continuation. Harevna Hashem Lokenu is Divrei Sarascha, Befiru Fifios Amcha, Beis Yisrael. You'll notice that the Girsa in the Gemara here is Beis Yisrael. Anybody happen to remember what Girsa we had for the Rambam? It's one word, but it makes all the difference in the world. Eitan? Outstanding. Again, Beis Yisrael, kulanu yode shemecha ve'oskei sorasacha, baruch atah Hashem ha'melam etor lebo Yisrael. Rav Hamnuna amar, asher b'charbanu mikol ha'amim v'nasam lanu es toraso, baruch atah Hashem nosein ha'torah. So again, whether it's Rabbeinu Tam, two brachos, whether you hold of the Rambam, shalosh brachos, that machlokes rishonim, amar Rav Hamnuna, zohi me'ula shebebrachos. Rav Hamnuna, as I like to say, gives himself a bit of a yashra koach there. My bracha is the best of them all. Right, asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim. Okay, nothing wrong with tooting your own horn if you believe it. Hilkach lemrinu lechulhu, Rabbeinu Tam's gear says, hilkach lemrinu letervayu. We'll only say two, but we'll say all of them. Very fascinating idea. So we have three different brachos. One of them is Kriya Brichas HaMitzvah. One of them is a Bakasha, V'harevno Hashem Elokeinu, and one of them fits into the basic typology, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Sounds like a Brichas Shevach V'Hodah. It's noteworthy if the Ramban felt that Brichas HaTorah was a Din D'Oraisa because of the Chi of Hodah, that does align with the comment here of Zohi Me'ula Shebe Brachos, that gives character to all of the Brichas HaTorah. We understand it to be an expression of Hoda'ah writ large. The Balei HaTosfos, very famously, are a little confused, especially in light of the Birchas HaMitzvah dimension, why it is that we only make Birchas HaTorah at most once a day. Ma'ishna Misoka, the Balei HaTosfos say, Shetzarech Levarech Al Kol Su'uda U'suda Leishev Basoka, which is itself a very controversial position the Rambam would not accept, that you only make the bracha in the context of the Su'dos. It's our Talmidim know, we focus on this machlokas every single year. The Rambam Shita of making the bracha upon entry into the sukkah has nothing to do with meals. In any event, this is the assumption of Balei Tosfos. Yesh lomar de shiny Torah she'eno miyayish daito. De cholsha adam mechuyav lomo de chsiv v'hagisa bo yomam v'alayla v'hevi kimo yoshev kol hayom below hefzik. Aval achila b'sukkah yesh shah kivua. So the way that this Tosfos is often presented, which I do not agree with, is that, you know, people are always thinking about Torah. She'enu miya'esh daito. Which means that, it's a very aspirational thought, but, you know, a person is at work and a person is at the supermarket, but he's always, you know, thinking about Torah. I think that both, as we'll see in the Hemsheikh of Tosfos, that's fundamentally incorrect. I don't think that withstand scrutiny in terms of the position of Rabbeinu Tam that's about to be presented, but I also simply don't think that that's true. I think the most important thing, you know, a person, let's say, is doing cardiothoracic surgery, and they, you know, they admit to you, really, while I was, working around the aorta, I was thinking about a ketos that I learned this morning. We would not admire that. We would consider that to be a sakana. If somebody is trying, I see somebody here, if somebody is trying to exonerate, you know, a wrongly accused client from potentially going and being incarcerated, and he says, while I was making the case before the judge, you know, what I was really thinking about was a difficult unklus that I studied this morning, that would not be something that we would admire. So as a value, I simply don't think that's a tenable position in terms of what Tosfos means of she'eno miya'esh adato. So there's some people that take a more moderate interpretation. Say, well, even if you're not really, you know, thinking about Torah, you know, you're living Torah values. Because, of course, when you're doing the cardiothoracic surgery or helping somebody who's wrongly accused not be incarcerated, so you're fulfilling, you know, various mitzvos of pikuach nefesh or tzedek tirdof. So, you know, you're engaged in Torah that way. I disagree with that as well. Tosfos could have easily said that. What Tosfos in fact says, I think, is far more inspirational, but only if understood correctly. Shiny Torah she'eno miyayish daito, decholsha adam mechuyav lomo. That it's a product of the nature of the chiyuv itself. That the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is so ambitious and far-reaching, v'agisa bo yomam v'alayla, that even if we know dispositively, and even if, for very good reasons, people are not engaged in Torah study, nonetheless, the power of the chiyuv itself defines an entire person's day. It's a reflection on the legal status of the chiyuv. And I think that's proven by the Hemsheikh of Tosfos, where Tosfos quotes a position of Rabbeinu Tam, which I think is a little extreme. But Vahaya Omer Rabbeinu Tam believed in this so much, Ksha Adam Omed Mebitaso. So you went to sleep. You can't claim a person was thinking about Torah, even if he was, he claims later to be dreaming about Torah. But Ksha Adam Omed Mebitaso Balaila Lilmot, Sheno Tzarech Levarech Birchas HaTorah. You get up at 3 in the morning. Mebnesha Birchas HaTorah Shal Es Mol Shachris Poteras At Shachris Acharis. Rabbeinu Tam had basically what we would call quantized view of Birchas HaTorah, that it exists in these 24-hour increments. You make it every single morning. So if you get up before Alos or Netzacham or whatever it is, you're not going to make another Birchas HaTorah, even if you went to sleep. In other words, there's proof positive here that it has nothing to do with whether you were thinking about Torah or acting out Torah values in the courtroom or in the operating theater. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the nature of the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah being so ambitious that it defines a 24-hour period, unlike any other mitzvah to say in the Torah, v'lo nehira. So the Baal HaTosfos say, well, that's, you know, a bridge too far for us. Well, what's really fascinating about that is that the Shulchan Aruch seems to debate the point, at least bayom. Take a look, and again, Simon Mem Zayin, Shinas Keva bayom al mitaso hevi hefsek, v'yesh omrim delo hevi hefsek, v'chein nago. So the view that the Shulchan Aruch comes down on is the fact that at least during the daytime, if you know a person went to sleep, they weren't thinking about Torah. They weren't necessarily acting out Torah values, unless you want to refer to the Rambam in Hilchos Deos and Perek Gimel, that sleeping to regain your strength. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't qualify it that way. We're not saying that a person went to sleep so he could learn better 2 hours later, right? The bottom line is that you're not going to make another Birchas HaTorah. I think, again, it's proof positive that the reason that you don't make another Birchas HaTorah has to do with the nature of the Chiyuv in its own right. And this is a reflection of the idea that Talmud Torah is the singular mitzvah that defines our lives. I know of no better expression of this idea than that which was articulated by the Rambam when the Rambam staked out the following position in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Kol Ish Yisrael chayev b'Talmud Torah bein ani bein asher bein shalom begufo bein bal yisurin. Normally a person who's a bal yisurin is going to be exempted from many different things. The famous Gemara in the first parak of Brachos, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, was unable to make it to Minyan, but a bal yisurin has no patur from Talmud Torah. It's an astonishing position, really. Bein bachor bein shayazakin gadol shetashash kocho afilu haya ani amisparnis min atzdaka mechazer lapsachim v'afilu bal yisho banim. Many have noted, v'afilu bal ishu banim, after the bal yisurin, even married people, you know, who are beleaguered with all kinds of obligations and bedtime and bath time and teeth brushing, and then, you know, the second bedtime after they've escaped, and the third bedtime after they've escaped yet again, afilu bal ishu banim, have to make every effort possible. Chaya ligbola zaman, l'talmud Torah, bayom v'layla, shenemar, v'agiso bo yomam v'layla. Gedolei chachmei Yisrael hayu meichot ve'etzim mehem shoav emayim mehem sumin ve'aval bichen ayu oskin matam v'tarah bayom uvalayla. People who knew financial hardship, people who were indigent, people who were impoverished, people who, you know, had physical limitations, who were sumim, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes, Sagi Nahar, right? V'hem michlal matike ashmua. Not only did they engage in Talmud Torah, but they were chachmei hamasorah, ish mipi ish, ad Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam concludes this, you know, most inspirational note by noting ad emaso chayev lomotora ad yom moso. Shenema ufen yasum avavcha kol yamei chayecha, it never ends, ki im chayenu ve'orechemenu. As the Baal HaTosfos noted in their beautiful shita, it defines each and every day, Rabbeinu Tam, the quantized 24-hour period, which is defined by the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and the Rambam took the same idea, said it defines each and every day of our lives, but to the very last day of our lives, ad yom moso, one cannot retire, begin to collect Social Security and Medicare benefits when it comes to the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. And I think that's going to be a very important notion for us to work off of as we return now to some of the questions that we laid out. Gemara in Brachos, as we noted, in the name of Rav Hamnuna focused on the last bracha, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim V'Nasan Lanu Es Toraso, and referred to that bracha as the Meula Shebe Brachos, the Birchas Hoda. Rashi says HaTorah Lefi Sheyesh Ba Hoda'a L'Makom V'Kilos L'Torah L'Yisrael. So even if Rashi is not willing to go as far as the Ramban in terms of understanding it to be a mitzvah min HaTorah, I think that's a reasonable assumption to make. Nonetheless, Rashi thinks that the reason that the last bracha is the Me'ula Shebibrachos is because it's the expression of Hoda, that should really be the dominant theme in terms of Birchas HaTorah. We're so grateful for the opportunity to study Torah. And again, that's where the Ramban went off in his own direction. And where I'd like to bring things back to Olam Hazeh. So for me, I think a very important Rishon to note in terms of the Hodah not being otherworldly, but very much thisworldly, is recorded by the Tur. The Tur, in commenting on the final bracha, Vodiyash bracha acharas al Torah, bracha torshikin b'chalam, shir bach rabbanim b'kal amim, this is what we call the Me'ula shev brachos, nasalanu es Torah so brachas, shem nosin ha-Torah, v'yechavin b'bracha, so not like the Ramban, on shebehem nenachel chayolam haba, but al mamad har Sinai, asher bach rabbanim b'kal amim v'kirvanu v'nei har Sinai, v'yishmiyanu devarav mitoch ha-esh, v'nasalanu es Torah so ha-kadosha, shi beis chayenu kli chamdaso, Shehi Mishtasheya Ba B'chol Yom, referencing the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is involved in Talmud Torah, and how privileged we are of all nations to have that experience here in this world, and not about what we might reap from this in the next world. The Tur quotes the famous Gemara Nedarim. It also appears in Bava Metzia that Birchas HaTorah is something that we cannot possibly overstate the significance. Birchas HaTorah Me'od Tzarech Lizayer Ba. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins that line. It's the only time the Shulchan Aruch says Tzarech Lizayer Ba in a similar context. It's sui generis. Ki the Isa v'Nedarim Perak Elu Nedarim Midnei Matam Midei Chachamim Ein Mitzuyin Latzeis Ein Mitzuyin Latzeis Mivneim Talmidei Chachamim. Why don't we often find the Torah runs in families, right? As opposed to, let's say, the Keser Kuhuna and Keser Malchus, which are defined by dynastic natures. Ravina Amar that it was because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. That's an astonishing line in the Gemara. The Ran, in the Darim, which is where the Torah is quoting from, argues that the problem, what do you mean, you know, Ein Mevarchin B'Torah Tchila? So they revatil what probably is a mitzvah derabanan, you know, according to everybody besides the Ramban, even if you'll assume the Ramban. So the Ramavatal, one mitzvah say the Raisa, and that's responsible for al me'av of the Haaretz, that's responsible for the Chorban. What is that? You know, Shakul, you know, if you're talking about Bayis Rishon, you know, Keneged the Gimel Chamuros, it's Shakul. If you're talking about Bayis Sheni, Keneged Tzinas Chinam, that seems like a bridge way too far. But the Ran states, Kilomar, this is the 15th Surah, Shelo Haisa HaTorah Chashuva Beinehim. In other words, the likui, the deficiency, the chisaron, was one of hakaras haTorah. They didn't really appreciate the Torah. So if they studied Torah, they studied Torah, but they lacked a sense of appreciation of just how significant, you know, Torah really is. And it was the failure of hakaras haTorah, in essence, in terms of appreciating what Torah brings to our lives, that was intolerable, vilachain, of the haaretz. That is a remarkable expression of the enormity and the significance of the chiyuv of hakaras haTov when it comes to Talmud Torah, zohi meula shebe brachos. As is well known, the Rambam has two separate mitzvos in the Sefer HaMitzvos and in his enumeration of the Ramach Mitzvos essay for Talmud Torah. There is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah proper. That has to wait for mitzvah Yad Aleph, and there the Rambam pointedly notes, even though it's something we obviously encourage and feel can be very worthwhile, and may be obligated for different reasons, because of Avas Hashem, Eina Ava, Ela Lefi HaYedia, the Rambam notes in mitzvah Yad Aleph, where he tells us, Shetzivanu Lomot Torah L'Lamda, Zeo Anikra Talmud Torah. The Rambam, unlike other Rishonim, felt both Lomot Olamed were part of one integrated mitzvah, a shir for a different time. The Rambam notes, Hanoshim Ein chayavos ba me'amaro imatam osam es b'neichem. The aforementioned Gemara in Kiddushin b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. Kamoshi's bar b'Gemara the Masech Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. Fair enough. But the Rambam earlier in the Sefer HaMitzvos had referred to another mitzvah de'oraisa that involved Talmud Torah, and this is the mitzvah of avodas Hashem. The Rambam in Mitzvah Hay famously states, as Ilan had referenced previously, this is, you know, his groundbreaking idea. He shetzivanu la'avdo, uchvar nechbal ze'atzivu ha'ipamim be'amaro ve'avatem ve'se'ashem elokeichem, The continuation of the pasuk, by the way, is uveirachas lachem mecha v'esmeimecha v'asirosi machla mikirbecha. Some of the nosei kelim and the Rambam say, "Ah, if you have to eat every single day, uveirachas lachem mecha v'esmeimecha." That's how the Rambam came up with the idea that there's a mitzvah to say derais adavin every day. Okay, an interesting thought. V'amar v'yosu tavodu v'alubishazad zifoy hu gam ken min atzivuyim hakolim k'moshe biyarnu b'sherish dalit. So the Rambam is doing is he's posing a question against himself. The Rambam says you don't enumerate things like kedoshim to you. Or things like v'chol asher amarti aleichem tishameru, because those are generic obligations. So it's obviously generic obligation to serve God. So why am I Rambam, you know, after having spent all this time and spilled all this ink, telling you that you don't paskin mitzvos hakolos? Why am I telling you that there is a mitzvah of avodas Hashem? It's because hinei yesh bo yichud, because the mitzvah of avodas Hashem has a very specific meaning in addition to its general meaning. Shehud tzivoy letzvila. V'lashon sifrei ula avdo zo tzvila. V'amru gamkein ula avdo zo Talmud. It's a remarkable idea. So the Rambam has a separate mitzvah of Talmud Torah, mitzvah yid aleph. But a mitzvah hey, mitzvah savodas Hashem, the Rambam says, what entitles me to count this as one of the 248 mitzvahs asei midaraisa is the fact that even though it's an avoda koleles, it relates to our general obligation to serve Hashem, it's also a mitzvah yichudis. It has a very specific meaning, which is tefillah as well as limud haTorah. If you ask me, I think what the Rambam has in mind is that there are two mitzvahs that have the capacity to catalyze our avodas Hashem. In other words, they're fundamentally bridges between specific obligations and our general avodas Hashem, and that's tefillah and Talmud Torah. We know Talmud is maybe the Deimaisa, and we understand very well, anybody who's ever experienced it doesn't need me to say it, how tefillah can and must catalyze our entire avodas Hashem. I think that's the bridge between the mitzvah yichudis and the mitzvah kolelis. But be that as it may, the Rambam has two different mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is both a specific mitzvah, Lomo Torah, and there the Rambam can't help but tell us, V'hanashim ein chayavos ba. But Talmud Torah is also an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of avodas Hashem. And it's striking, it's absolutely striking that, of course, we know what the Rambam Shita is in terms of the mitzvah of avodas Hashem. Who does it include? I think Eitan is saying it, I just don't hear him. Mitzvah of avodas Hashem. Yeah, go ahead, Eitan, there you go. Of course, Nashim are fundamentally obligated in tefillah, right? In Chaim's famous position, that even includes the Derabanan, three times a day. It's not a mitzvah sasei shazvan grama, right? The Rambam, interestingly, was chozer on that nekuda. In the Perish HaMishnayos, in Kiddushin, the Rambam says, I believe women are obligated in tefillah, despite the fact that it's mitzvah sasei shazvan grama. In the Yad HaChazaki, says women are obligated. I haven't changed my position about that, but I no longer believe in mitzvah sasei shazvan grama. Now, Eitan, if it's true, let's just take the ball and run with it. Which psak of the Mechaber might this help explain? If there are really multiple dimensions, that it's not just limited to the specific mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but if the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is also part of another mitzvah that women are in fact obligated in, right? What might this help us understand? Very difficult line in the Mechaber that the Magen Avraham and the Gra were struggling with, that Mivarchos Birchos HaTorah. Outstanding. Right? And in fact, that's exactly what the Rav very famously said in his Shi'urim L'Zecher Rav Mari, without the connection to Nashim at all. That's my addition to his point. But if you go back, as we will now, to the original line in the Rambam. So the Rambam has two dinim in Birchos HaTorah. So the first din is the din that you extract from the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, namely that there's an Isser, Lilmo Torah, without the Matir of Birchos HaTorah, or at least Ava Rabba. That's Hamashkim Likro BaTorah. But then the Rambam says there's something else. There's not just an Isser of learning Torah without first making the Birchos HaTorah, but there's an affirmative obligation. B'chol yom echayiv adam levarich shalosh brachos elu, v'achar kach kari ma'at midivrei Torah. So you make these brachos, and then you learn Torah. And what the Rav had to say about that, and this is why it's in Hilchos Tefillah, is because that's an expression of the mitzvah sasei of avoda, which encapsulates two different parts. There's a chiyuv of tefillah, and there's a chiyuv of Torah. So he said, look, if you look in the Birchas HaTorah, there's a tefillah, v'harev na Hashem Elokeinu es divrei sorascha, right? There's a shevach, there's hoda'ah, it has all of these, there's bakasha, right? The hoda'ah, of course, being asher bachar banu mikol amim. That's the one half of the mitzvahs of avodah, the tefillah component. So just like the Rambam starts off Hilchos Tefillah, and this is why it's not in Hilchos Brachos or in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So just like the Rambam starts off Hilchos Tefillah by saying that the mitzvahs say da raisa lavodes Hashem b'chol yom, so the Rambam just continues on and says one of the ways that we practice the mitzvahs say da raisa b'chol yom of avodah, Hein le'inyan tefillah, hein le'inyan Talmud Torah, by reciting these three brachos no matter what. This is a massive chiddush of the Rambam. V'achar kach korei mat midevrei Torah. You're synthesizing the two halves of the mitzvahs avodah. And if that's true, I think we can well understand the he'ara that we had before. The Gemara just talks about Beis Yisrael. But the Rambam, in his nosach of the Birchas HaTorah, especially if our argument is that women are included, mitzad avodas Hashem, what word did the Rambam add, which always means both anashim and nashim? The halom and... What's that?
Kol.
Who was that? I just didn't see.
KD.
Outstanding. KD. Way to go. There you go. So, nashim mevarchos birchas haTorah kol beis Yisrael. Kol Beis Yisrael, as we know, Vayivku es Aaron, Kol Beis Yisrael, Shloshim Yom, the Anashim and the Nashim. Because again, if you're talking about the strict and narrow mitzvah Talmud Torah, you wouldn't have that. And Nashim probably wouldn't be Mevarchos, Birchos HaTorah. After all, the Mechaber is not the Rama. You can't make the argument from Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. You can't make the argument from Dinim HaShayachos Lachem. Those are all Dinim for the Rama. That's not a Din for the Mechaber. But if you say that it's a reflection of Avodas Hashem, it's one of the ways that we serve Hashem, I think it really is something which can be understood. And understood very clearly. Kol Beis Yisrael, Anashim, Anashim, we all have a responsibility to express Hakaras HaTov for the opportunity of being able to be exposed to Hashem's Torah, to be Yodei Shemecha, to come to know Hashem in a very intimate way, you know, through His revealed Word. However we're engaged in it, whether it's Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, whether it's Mikra, whether it's Medrash, whether it's Talmud. And the fact of the matter is, again, and my point of departure here from the Ramban, it's not just Shebehem Nenachel Chaye Olam Haba, it's because, as the Baal HaTosfos said, it defines each and every one of our days. For Rabbeinu Tam, the 24-hour quantized unit, even if you get up in the middle of the night. For the Rambam, Ad Yom Moso, it defines us, it defines everything that we stand for, it gives us our values, Hafoch Ba V'Hafoch Ba D'Chol Haba. It guides us through each and every situation, up to and including a pandemic. V'nishmartem od l'nafsho seichem. And if the tour is indeed is correct, as he says, Zohi me'ula shebebrachos, because of the hakara satov asher kirvanu lifnei har Sinai, and for giving us this exposure, I couldn't think of a better place to finish than with what I think is the ultimate source of hakara satov. It's a gemara in Masech Chagiga. All of my talmidim know how much I love to quote it. Tanur Rabbanan, the 19th and final source. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan ben Rocha, Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma. Some of us were learning recently. Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma. We're learning Psachim this year in our yeshiva. Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma, anybody happen to remember his outlying view? Can't help but mention it. Avi?
That Chametz is Matar Ba'ana.
Yeah, exactly. He supports Rabbi Yossi Aglili's absolutely radical view that Chametz is Matar Ba'ana. Kol Shiva, as we like to say, leaving Rabbi Yossi Aglili not in an island, but still in the Galil. But in any event, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma, Shahalchu lahakbil p'nei Rabbi Yeshua b'pki, and Amr lehem, Machidish haya b'beis ha-medrash hayom. What chidish was there in the beis ha-medrash today? Amr lo, Tamidach anu, Rimech anu shosin, we're going to tell Rabbi Yeshua, the Gadol Hador, the Av Beisdin, a chidish, you know, they're a little intimidated. Amr lehem, he says, you better. Afal p'chein, i'efshar, the beis ha-medrash below chidish. It's impossible that there's Beis Medrash without Chiddush. Chiddush is about partnership. Not only is our Hakara Satov predicated on the opportunity to absorb and receive Torah, but even more so to contribute to it, to advance it, to be marbit it, to spread it, to apply it to new and dynamic situations. So Shabbos Shel Mihaisa. Who Shabbos was it? This is an allusion to the Gemara in Brachos, where we know that Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, we don't have to review this story, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah got the Shabbos Mevarchim Drasha. He ended up once a month. What did he give the Drasha? Amr lo b'parshas hakel. Madarash ba hakel asam. Ha'anashim, ha'anashim, ha'taf. We would say kol beis Yisrael. Yom nashim ba'im lilmod, if they have the technical obligation of Talmud Torah, nashim who don't have that ba'os lishmoa, they still need the exposure. Taf l'ma'a ba'in, k'day li'tein z'chal m'vien, amr lehem argilis tovius ha'isab yedchem, u'vikashtem l'av damimeni. And I don't think it's an accident that this line, this sublime line of e'efshar l'beis medrash below chiddush, happened to then be about Hakel. What Hakel reminds us of is exactly what the Torah said. Shekirvanu lifnei Har Sinai. He brought us to Har Sinai. And not only there were we the recipients of Torah, but even more to the point, lo bashamayim hi, from that moment on, we became the custodians of Torah, the guardians of Torah, the ones that were entrusted with taking what is Devar Hashem Lanetzach, bringing it to this world, applying it to very practical situations, and also uncovering and discovering all of the chidushim sheba. I can imagine no greater distinction. I can imagine no more noble pursuit. And if that is not mechayev us in ceaseless gratitude for the opportunity to not only spend our time and every single day, of course, as we start at the beginning, you know, expressing gratitude to have lives of such significance. Asher b'charbanu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu. He gave it to us, es toraso. He gave it to us to guard. He gave it to us to keep. He gave it to us to cultivate, to develop, and to innovate. Yefshar lebeis medrash b'lo chiddush. I cannot imagine what one would possibly be grateful for if not for the opportunity to live a life of such robust spiritual quality. And so, again, if Chazal said poschin, I'll be misaymin b'chvod achsanya. I want to thank, obviously, our yeshiva for the opportunity to learn with you today, but especially to we have the parents here, to all of the talmidim, because every single day I get to experience what the Rambam referred to, the talmidim arbanim, as we know, hamahanim ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba, shemitoch she'losam yotzeis chachma mefu'ara. They really are able to enhance and to contribute to Talmud Torah in the here and now, and God willing, for their entire lives, ad yom ha'acharon, as the Rambam says, we're so proud of our Talmidim, of what they accomplish in our yeshiva, and as I see so many of them now, you know, in different venues for learning, they are our pride and joy, and we look to them without any sense of hyperbole. We look to them to be the great custodians of Torah, Yefshar lebeis medrash b'lo chiddush. We know that many of those chidushim will come from their pens. Wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving.